All right, Saturday night, and we are live. As always, hope everybody's doing good. And as always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Short little 56 minutes of fury tonight. Let's hop right to it. Now, I'm just going to start on the various global cabals that are going on around us. And as you know, if you're a Christian, this is right out of Revelation chapter 13 and 14. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark. And that's the whole thing. We need to remember this now. And you just need to see everything. If you still think that COVID was about a sickness, you're living in a perpetual state of incoherence. It causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. Whoever will not receive that mark will not be able to buy, sell, trade, or travel. You need to remember this. Now, this is really what it's all about, is to leverage you into a one-world commerce system with a single access point. And I always tell you, that is the global cabal. That is the global agenda. And the agenda has many tactics to it, but it all comes down to leveraging you into a one-world commerce system with a singular access point controlled by the people leveraging you into that system. And it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. We are to stand firm then and not let ourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. And that's what we need to do. We need to be the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, restraining. Now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. So here's the thing. We are the restraining. We need to be the restraining, not the capitulating, not the cooperating. And as you see these things unfold, vote correctly and pray correctly and don't capitulate. Don't acquiesce. Don't cooperate. I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about civil resistance, absolutely saying no to the things that we are seeing that we know are totalitarian measures. All right, the Vigilant Fox video, Dr. McAuliffe issues huge warning. They're going to create a food shortage. Get this now. They are going to create a food shortage with the bird flu. Now, remember what I tell you. This is one agenda, leverage you into a one-world commerce system with a single access point controlled by them. That's the agenda, but there's many tactics to that agenda. Lawlessness, gun control, transgenderism, pandemics, CBDC, social credit systems, the climate hoax, climate mitigations, just simply saying that there is a climate problem or that CO2 is a problem is all a hoax. Those are all tactics to leverage you into that system. And you see these things come together. Because what are they trying to do? And we're going to tie these cabals together as we go through this section. But you see them come together in what appears to be a singular issue. Like you say, bird flu. Well, how would they try to create a food shortage? Because what is it affecting? It starts with our food, and now it's spreading to other types of food. It starts with birds, and now it's spreading to cows.
Yep.
Well, how is this happening? Peter McAuliffe explains it to us. Play it for me, Naz.
Is this bird flu just another election coming scam? What is it?
Bird flu, now we have credible evidence that it's gain of function research, again, being done in U.S. laboratories this time. The Athens, Georgia, U.S. Poultry Research Center, the University of Wisconsin, Madison. We can identify even this gain of function strain. I mean, CDC Director Redfield, the former director, came on national TV and said it's gain of function research. So this has now become very clear. It's perfectly timed ahead of this WHO meeting to try to, you know, bring in the U.S. and everyone else under this global treaty control. It's poised right ahead ahead of the elections. State of Michigan just declared a bird flu emergency. What they're doing now is they are doing mass PCR testing of animals, creating this artificial crisis, and then mass culling or destruction of poultry. They're going to create a food shortage. In reality, bird flu can be treated in humans with modern day treatment and early detection. We shouldn't lose a single life with bird flu. Probably only the animal handlers are at risk anyway. And the bird flu scare, which is disease X, the Global Vaccine Alliance says it is disease X, that this is going to create food insecurity as the driver of fear going into the election cycle.
So, you know, it's always a little scary when Gavi, that's the Global Vaccine Alliance, already names what they consider to be disease X. Remember that came out? Well, they're already naming what it is. And this isn't the first time we've seen the bird flu.
Yeah.
You had England mass kill, I can't remember how many hundreds of thousands or millions of chickens or beef, I don't remember, but for sure chickens, for absolutely nothing. And that was done by the same guy, Ferguson, who ended up putting all the COVID mitigations on people. It's all the same agenda with all the exact same people over and over and over again. And you see two of the tactics, causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Leverage you into a one world commerce system with a single access point controlled by them. That's the point of all. And you see two tactics of that agenda merge here. Usually you're thinking killing cows, killing poultry. That's all about climate change. It's all the same agenda. If you love the climate change agenda, if you even believe that there is a climate change problem or a CO2 problem, you love vaccines and you love masks.
Yep.
Aaron gives me a firm yeah and amen on that one.
Yep.
If you love abortion, you love vaccines. If you love the transgender narrative, you are the ones who are queer for Palestine protesting with a mask on.
Yep.
In April and May of 2024, you have a mask on 4 years into 15 days to flatten the curve because it's all the same agenda. And people are maybe watching this on Christian Television Network are going, yeah, but we as a church, we closed down. Yeah. You join hand in hand with the Antichrist spirit. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, and then no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. And you're seeing, because of the infrastructure that was put in place for the vaccine passport system, that's exactly what happened for all the COVID-caving Christians and COVID-caving pastors and COVID-caving conservatives out there. That's the infrastructure that was put in place by your acquiescence. If you wouldn't have acquiesced and you wouldn't have capitulated and you wouldn't have shut down your churches and dutifully put on ridiculous masks and dutifully taken ridiculous gene-altering drugs, they're not even vaccines, drugs, and pimped and hoarded them from your pulpits, we wouldn't have this infrastructure in place right now where you have digital IDs being issued right now in Australia. It's exactly what they want to do in Canada. Exactly what they've already done to some degree in other countries, including in a lot of the European Union. All of this has already been put in place. The infrastructure would take decades to put this infrastructure in place. But when you shut down an entire economy and you got all these little minions that are free to do whatever they want to do, because all of the Christians who are supposed to be the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 restraining are capitulating instead.
Yeah.
They have plenty of time to put this infrastructure in place where you have an arrive, can, ab, app going into Canada, can't buy, sell, trade, or travel, can't get on a bus, can't get on a train in Canada without your arrive, can, QR-coded mark of the beast on your phone. So now what you're seeing here is you see this bird flu that's only, and who's Gavi? Gavi is who works hand in hand with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and MasterCard on quantum dot tattoo technology, which is biometric ID. Implanted on your in your body. And I guarantee you, your only options will be on your forehead or on your right hand. Guarantee it. Just watch and see. All the Christians that dutifully close their churches consider the book of Revelation to be right-wing conspiracy theory instead of gospel truth. As the book of Revelation will unfold, it's up to us if we restrain or not. So you see, how is this bird flu coming about? How did this pop on us all of a sudden? Gain-of-function research being done out of North Carolina.
Yep.
Again. You're like, no, that was Wuhan Institute of Virology. No. Ralph Baric, UNC. I'm not saying he's doing the bird flu, but Ralph Baric out of UNC teaching the Wuhan Institute of Virology how to do gain-of-function research and how to hide the fact that you did gain-of-function research in the midst of your actual specimen.
Crazy.
That's what Ralph Baric did with the bat lady out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And who pays for that? Anthony Fauci, EcoHealth Alliance, has just got defunded by our Congress. Finally doing a job. Finally doing something. After how many years have they been in power now?
Yeah.
How many years now have we held the majority in Congress? Finally does something here in May, the fifth month of their second year in office. They finally do something like defund EcoHealth Alliance. But they've been funding it over the last 17, 18 months, and they never needed to do it to begin with. That's exactly what they need to do with the FBI. Exactly what they need to do with Jack Smith. And any other federal prosecution of Donald Trump. Defund the whole thing. Defund it. Jack Smith's got two different special investigations. he's a special counsel for the insurrection charge. It's not, they don't really call it insurrection, but just for ease of conversation, insurrection charge with Tanya Shutkin in D.C. And then you got the Judge Cannon, who's the only good judge down at West Palm Beach, and that's the documents case. They all need to be defunded. Well, finally here, so we're getting this bird flu now, which Gavi, Global Vaccine Alliance, to be completely on target with it. They've already named the bird flu as their disease X. This is what they're going to try to do with the 2024 election. And Peter McCullough says it's exactly the same as COVID. Why does anybody care anyway?
Right.
It's 99.99% survivable. Why would you ever mitigate it? Well, Tom, it does kill some people. Yeah, last time we had a big bird flu outbreak, they had all these mitigations. They were killing all these chickens in the UK and ended up killing like 4 people globally.
Yeah.
And that, you'd even have to try and prove that that's even true with these liars. So here we have another virus. And they're going to name it bird flu. I'm surprised they didn't come up with something else like falcon flu. Something to make it more ominous for everybody. So then all the same COVID-caving, capitulating Christians, again, will close their churches for the bird flu. And you might, there's a lot, I've told you this before. I see all these Christians now are beginning to retreat. They were good wartime Christians. What Aaron said to me is stuck in my brain for a couple months now. He said, I don't understand how some people get one thing right and everything else wrong, or everything else right and some one thing completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because a little leaven leavens the whole lump. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6, it leavens the whole lump. You're wrong on one thing, you're wrong on everything. That's how the Bible always tells you that. And I see all these people starting to walk back now, and they're going to their COVID-caving churches again because they don't like hellfire and brimstone Bible thumping. They were okay with it when it's pro-Trump and it's pro, anti-COVID and all those different things. You know, anti-Fauci, they were good with it. But now they still want to be able to get drunk every Friday night.
Yep.
So they don't want the Bible thumping. They're good with America First and all that. And I love America First. I'm MAGA. I'm voting for Trump without any hesitation. But they're fine with all that, but they don't want to be told, you know what, you can't smoke your doobies anymore. You can't get high. You can't be lusting over pornography. You can't be sleeping with your girlfriend. So they were okay with sort of conservative Christianity, but now they don't want the Bible. So now they're going back to the non-conservative Christianity churches that tell them they can live however they want and go to heaven, which is not the Bible. They all start to list back to it. I want to have my margarita Bible studies. I want to get drunk and still call myself a Christian. They go back. And that's why I see a lot of Christians doing that right now. They don't realize that this is not remotely over and you better stay a wartime Christian.
Yeah.
No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. So you need to stay enlisted as a soldier. You need to get right with God and start doing what, when the Bible says no, it means absolutely no. When the Bible says yes, it means absolutely yes. But we see here, this exact bird flu has been created. It is a variant created in a lab in the United States of America. I'm not saying that. World-renowned pathologist Dr. Peter McCullough is saying it, not cardiologist. Ryan Cole's the pathologist. Cardiologist Peter McCullough is saying that, not me. He's looked at it under a microscope, unlike all of the heads of the three-letter agencies in the United States government, CDC, FDA, NIH, and all the rest. They don't look at these things under a microscope.
Right.
They have no idea what they're even talking about. They're peddling a globalist totalitarian narrative. That's all they care about. It'll benefit them because they'll get their $500,000-a-year jobs. They'll get their $500,000-a-year speaking engagements. They don't care how many people they kill. They don't care how many businesses they destroy with their lockdowns or shutdowns and their forced masking, forced vaccinating, vaccine mandates and everything else. They don't care about that. And all of them are coming out right now saying, oh, don't worry. I'll show you this in a minute. We have this bird flu. We need to make sure that we get ahead of this thing. And what do we need to produce? Oh, more vaccines. So now you won't be able to buy, sell, trade, or travel without your bird flu passport.
Oh my
and they're creating this in a lab so they can kill our food sources. So you have the merging of the climate change agenda, which is to kill our food sources, which is to strongly mitigate or get rid of our food sources. So that if we call it like freedom food, we have freedom to buy food wherever we want, then we're still free. If they destroy all that and they control, then they simply produce lab meat as an example, which has been barred in the state of Florida, thank God for Ron DeSantis. But if they control our food, then they control our lives.
Yeah.
If we can't get food anywhere but from one source, leverage you into one world commerce system with a singular access point controlled by them. You can only get food from them. Then they control your behavior.
That's right.
The point of all of this. So they kill off our food supply, our chickens and our beef and our pork. Most of our pork industry is owned by what in the United States of America? The PLA, the People's Liberation Army. The CCP, China owns a vast portion. And another majority owner of our pork industry is Bill Gates. First and second largest private farmland ownership in America is the PLA and Bill Gates. That's who owns a vast swath of our farmland to control our food. Because if you control our food or you control our medicine, control hospitals, even entertainment, whatever it may be, housing.
Yeah.
What has Joe Biden done in a mere 3.5 years? Made housing unaffordable in the United States of America. Unaffordable. Don't believe all these job numbers that are coming out. The job numbers are all part-time jobs and jobs going into, get jobs being given to illegal aliens. And don't believe anything else about like GDP, gross domestic product. The only reason why gross domestic product goes up or we have records in the Wall Street right now is they are having mass, they're being funded by the federal government. Masses amount of money are being filtered into Wall Street from the federal government.
Yeah.
By the Fed, printing it and then giving it to Wall Street. So there's no real growth in GDP. That's why you're seeing right now Lamborghini has record sales. Ferrari has record sales. Bentley has record sales.
Yep.
But nobody else does.
Yep.
Because Wall Street is getting fed cash printed by the Fed and making the rich richer. And I'm fine. Listen, I want everybody to be rich.
Mm-hmm.
We're told in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. I'm just saying that you can't stack the deck.
Yeah.
And you can't create monopolies.
Yeah.
That's not a capitalist, federalist democracy that Democrats like to talk about all the time. So you're seeing this merging right now. Normally the people that are killing off our food are the climate hoaxers. But if you're a climate hoaxer, then you're a vaccine whore. You're a vaccine pimp. You believe in COVID. You're an abortionist. You love vaccines and you love COVID. If you love queers for Palestine or you love protesting for Hamas, you love wearing masks.
Yep.
So we see now these things, how they all come together because it is actually one giant, it's all one giant narrative, one giant agenda. Russell Brand video. Way before pandemic, the WHO, the World Health Organization, did something that was clear, that was a clear warning that we shouldn't trust them. Play for me, Naz.
In the World Health Organization's founding charter, they wrote an absolute amnesty for all criminal acts conducted by themselves, including murder, by the way. By law, not a single one of them can not only be tried and prosecuted, they can't even be investigated.
Now, I wonder if there are examples in the history of the WHO of where that amnesty has been implemented or effective or where its boundaries might likely be tested.
Let's keep it really current. Remember that in 2018, during the Ebola clinical trials run by the World Health Organization in Africa, it was very clear that remdesivir, the drug that was promoted by Dr. Deborah Birx and Dr. Anthony Fauci as a drug for the treatment of COVID, the World Health Organization, in its infinite wisdom and high morality, decided that remdesivir was actually too lethal to inject into Africans. And that is because the fatality rate of people exposed to remdesivir in the Ebola trials was 53%. And the bad news about that number is that Ebola doesn't kill 53%. You get over Ebola. You don't get over remdesivir.
Stay free. See it first on Rumble.
So the majority of people actually survive Ebola. Now, why are you talking about this, Tom? Because the World Health Organization Pandemic Treaty is coming up for ratification, which would be illegal inside the United States without a congressional vote, which they would lose. So when Joe Biden signs the pandemic treaty under the World Health Organization, understand that that is patently illegal, totally and completely illegal, which, by the way, has now been rejected by Slovakia, which is why you had an assassination attempt, along with his non-cooperation about all things Ukraine. Japan has now rejected it. And I'm trying to think of the other countries that have also rejected this pandemic treaty. Even the UK has rejected it in its current form, which basically you relinquish all of your medical sovereignty to an Ethiopian terrorist named named Ghebreyesus.
Yeah.
That's what you do. I mean, that's the head, the head, Abinon Ghebreyesus, Tetros Abinon Ghebreyesus. That's who runs the World Health Organization. You relinquish all of your medical sovereignty to him under this pandemic health treaty. So whenever he says masks, and they don't have to name anything, they don't have to justify anything, they just have to say it. Mask, vaccinate. This problem's happening, this problem's about to happen, lockdown. They can do whatever they want. And that would be relinquished by the United States government. Now, we are a federalist system, and hopefully we'd have states that would stand up against it. And we know that you and I, 725 people, 738 people that I see watching right now, not to mention the CTN audience, hopefully we would resist. But what we saw, most of the church won't resist. And again, if you're going back to a church like that, understand that the pastor who acquiesced to COVID is going to acquiesce to the bird flu too. And a bird flu that has been made by the exact same people again.
Yeah.
And that they're using this time, that right now using it to kill off our food supply, but we'll use it later on to lock down our churches again and to usher in more of a digital ID infrastructure. But you have the World Health and their infinite wisdom, as stated on the video, where you have just the remdesivir stuff is just absolutely floors me. Remdesivir is to this day the only United States hospital approved protocol for COVID-19. That's what you get injected with when you go into the hospital for COVID-19. And you know what the protocol is. You go in there and you have mild symptoms. They tell you to go home until you get really sick. Then you come in there and then they inject you with remdesivir and put you on a ventilator. That's what they did. So all these people that allegedly died of COVID inside of hospitals did not die of COVID. They right. died of the treatments to COVID. They died of the ventilation. They died of remdesivir. So get this now. Ebola, which majority of people, just so everybody knows, survives Ebola. The majority of people injected with remdesivir don't survive. And their treatment for Ebola was to inject them with remdesivir. That's the World Health Organization. That's Anthony Fauci, who created remdesivir. Gilead, who has a financial relationship with Anthony Fauci, who earned $14 million in 2020 and 2021. All right, let's go to the next one. Concerned citizen video. New World Order. Here's Tony Blair. Remember now, this is about the cabal section. Where is all of this going? Whether they use climate change, whether they use transgenderism, whether they use homosexual marriages, whether they use speech policing, whether they use gun grabbing or lawlessness or CBDC currency or social credit systems, pandemics or climate change, it's all to get to what this idiot named Tony Blair, former prime minister of the UK, is talking about. Concerned citizen video. Play for me, Heather. I mean,
and the unvaccinated. So both here at home, if we do have to adjust some of the freedoms because of the rising pressure from new variants, then it's important at least to ensure that those people who are vaccinated have the maximum freedom they can. And I think that could also be done for travel. If you're double vaccinated, it should be much easier to come in and out of the country. And indeed, round the world, I think you will find that countries start to distinguish between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. So in Europe, for example, they're going to allow you to travel freely within Europe if you're double vaccinated. Make sure you get proper proof of vaccination. I mean, actually, the NHS X people have done a good job in the NHS app, but we need to make that interoperable with other systems so that you can use this as proof of vaccination. You're facilitating it. So I think that there may well be situations in which people decide they don't want to make that distinction. But I think you're going to find in many settings, people do want to know if they're going into that setting that the people around them, if they're mixing in close quarters, have been vaccinated.
Reminds me of something going back for some years. This is ID cards by the back door, isn't it?
Look, I was then, I remain even more convinced today, particularly with biometric technology, the world will move to biometric ID, and they'll do it because in the end it's better for people. It's not about, look, the amount of information government's going to have on you is going to be minimal compared with what your local supermarket has on you. So this is a completely sensible way to go, and I think you will find right round the world that people move in this direction because it will facilitate the access to government services. And by the way, in some of the developing countries, the thing is about fraud. Biometric ID. I mean, as you know, my view is the whole world's getting changed by technology. The big political debate we should be having, we're not really having it, is how do you master this technology and harness it for the public good? Mm-hmm. But in every single field of our work, our leisure, the way we interact with each other, technology is going to change everything. So, you know, biometric ID is just one part of a much, much bigger picture. Face this situation in the future We're going to have to create a global infrastructure to deal with future pandemics, because I think what has happened to us is probably part of a change that is going to be just normal life for the foreseeable future.
See, it's all an excuse to create a global infrastructure, which should scare the crap out of people. That should cause you, and I'm not talking about an unholy fear, I'm talking about you should react in spiritual militantness. I'm not talking about violence or anything like that. I'm talking about spiritual warfare. You should respond. You shouldn't acquiesce. You shouldn't capitulate or cooperate. You should respond in spiritual warfare, praying against biometric ID. So in case, because all their pandemics are about, and again, they're creating the next one. They've already, through gain of function research, caused the bird flu to be transmissible to cattle. So it kills our birds, our food, and then it kills our beef, our food.
Yeah.
They're doing it again. So these pandemics are all just about so he can put together a global infrastructure. That's what their pandemics are about. It's got nothing to do with your health. Aaron brought up a great point. How many hundreds of thousands of Iraqis and other people around the world is Tony Blair responsible for killing? Hundreds of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people's blood are on his hands, along with George W. Bush and many other United States presidents and prime ministers. They really care about people. They just drone strike the crap out of people at will.
Yep.
They don't care, but allegedly they care about your health all of a sudden. These pro-abortion monsters that are responsible for 41 million abortions around the globe every year. And by the way, for the ladies advocates, the alleged advocates for women, that's 20 million women you kill every year, just so you know. And those are the numbers that we know about without New York and California reporting. See, and you hear the basis of all this, all of what he wants, a global infrastructure, vaccine passports. And he's asked the question, so you're talking about ID cards. Why doesn't he just gleefully say, yeah, absolutely, I'm talking about ID cards. Why are you not happy about espousing your viewpoints? Why don't you just say it? Biometric ID, you're talking about ID cards. He won't say ID cards because he sounds like Hitler.
Yeah.
Show me your papers, so he won't do it. But Hitler's going to always Hitler. He is a Hitler spirit. And I'm not talking about ghosts or anything like that. I'm talking about the same demonic spirits that influenced Adolf Hitler are influencing Tony Blair, because they usher in the exact same totalitarian, homicidal policies and legislation.
Yep.
The same thing over and over again. Same thing. Here we go again. Show me your papers. And it's all based on a lie. He goes, wouldn't we all just feel comfortable that if we go into any setting that we know the people around us are vaccinated, the vaccines that don't stop transmission and infection?
Right.
So why would I need a vaccine to go into a room and feel comfortable when the people vaccinated are transmitting it the same as people who aren't vaccinated, or more than the people who are vaccinated?
Yeah.
And why does your vaccine, and again, if they're transmitting it, everybody in there is transmitting it, and everybody in there can get sick, then what's the purpose of your vaccine in any way, shape, or form? Doesn't stop you from getting it? Doesn't stop you from transmitting it? Then what's the purpose of it at all? But its entire plan and agenda is based on it stopping transmission infection. It never did. They never even claimed that it did. Well, he claimed that it did, but Pfizer just kept their mouth shut and let politicians claim that it did, which is a sin of omission. Which is a lie that they allowed to be perpetuated because they didn't even test the product. Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson never tested the product to see if it even stopped transmission or infection. But yet let everybody propagate that it did. But its entire plan is based on, you know, it'd be good for everybody to know that everybody's vaccinated. But it always starts with a vaccine passport. And now it starts with a vaccine passport. And every Ursula von der Leyen, so thrilled about it. Remember all that? It's my favorite video of all time, Ursula von der Leyen. You know, they're so proud of it. I can't wait to get my vaccine passport, because the European Union for all of 21 and 22 and part of 23 couldn't buy, sell, trade, or travel in the European Union without your approved papers. Show me your papers, your vaccine passport, your green pass, your common pass, your QR coded mark of the beast on your phone. They were all so thrilled about that. Well, it's all predicated on the lie. The lie of, you know what? We'd all feel a lot better knowing that whatever room or whatever scenario we walk into, or as Tony Blair says, whatever setting that we walk into, knowing that the people around us are vaccinated. Why? It doesn't stop transmission and infection.
Yeah.
It doesn't keep you safe. Peter McCullough has put it out. There is no definitive study, because you'll hear it, Fauci to this day and all the rest of them, the CDC, FDA, NIH, espouse that it keeps you, that it prevents hospitalization and severe consequences, severe symptoms, hospitalization, and death. There's no study that says that. They're lying about that the same way they lied about masks and the same way they lied about the vaccine stopping transmission and infection.
Yep.
So what good does it do to know that everybody in a room is vaccinated when it doesn't stop transmission and infection?
Right.
And it doesn't lower hospitalization. It doesn't lower death. What's the point of it? But their entire agenda is based on telling you. It's based on telling you that it stops transmission and infection. Even after it's, they've all had to even publicly admit it. They publicly admit that it doesn't stop transmission and infection. Then go back to stating that it does. You're like, Tom, that makes no sense. I know it makes no sense. Tony Blair knows it doesn't stop transmission and infection. They all know it doesn't stop transmission and infection. But yet go back after they've already publicly admitted that it doesn't and then go espouse that it does. Wouldn't it feel good that in every setting that you go into that you know who's vaccinated? No, it wouldn't feel good because it makes what you're saying is incoherent. All right, now let's look at climate cabal. So that's pandemic cabal, but they're all one same, one giant cabal with different tactics. Remember, leverage you into a one world commerce system with a singular access point controlled by them right out of the book of Revelation, chapter 13 and 14. Canvas video, reminder, plant, remember? So they juiced up another virus called the bird flu. It's an absolute fact. Source, Dr. Peter McCullough, Vigilant Fox. They juiced up another virus that's only supposed to be transmissible from bird to bird and now have made it transmissible to cows. Peter McCullough said it. I didn't. For all you COVID-caving Christians, you've been wrong the whole time. It's time to repent and stop acting like you were right when you're completely wrong. Stop having a revisionist history because they're going to do it to you again. And if you're not willing to say I was wrong, you're just going to fall for it again.
Yep.
So they juiced up another one here because they did. That's what they did with SARS-CoV-2. It's only susceptible from bat to bat. They made it susceptible to human beings. And you end up with the coronavirus outbreak. And everybody always says, the next one's going to have like a 90% death rate. It will not. They're not going to kill themselves. They're not going to do it. That's why there's not going to be a nuclear war anytime soon. They're not going to kill themselves. They want to make sure that they use a threat of death to control you. A threat that really isn't real. Like COVID, 99.9% survivable virus.
Yep.
So they juiced up another one and have now made bird flu susceptible to cows. So they can kill off our food supply. So there is a very small food supply controlled by them so they can control your behavior. So look how this ties into this next video. Canvas video, it's from Sky News out of Australia. Reminder, plan to cull 200,000 head of cattle in Ireland can only end in disaster. Play for me, Naz.
I want to ask about these 200,000 cows that are destroyed in Ireland, culled. To save the environment. Tell us about that story. This seems crazy.
Well, I think that's absolutely fabulous.
Okay.
For the Australian cattle industry. It means that the shiny bums in Brussels, who have never produced anything in their life, are now telling producers what to do. And this can only end in disaster. The Irish know about this from the potato famine of the 1843-1844 period. A third of their population died, a third immigrated, and the same thing will happen. They will lose productive people from Ireland and they'll go somewhere else. So to be a member of the EU is
Let's just spell out what's happening here. The EU are saying because of climate emissions meeting net zero, they're going to have to cull 200,000 head of cattle. This is the same insanity that we saw, James, in Holland with farms being shut down.
And I mean, just to pick up on that point, you know, it's not just going to be the cows, it's going to be your lifestyle. I think we've got a little grab here of somebody proposing how we're all going to have these carbon credits that we're going to sell. Can we play that?
En krijgt daardoor een beetje meer geld. Of diegene woont in een kleiner huurhuis en ik woon in een groot huis. Ik heb dus meer uitstootrechten nodig om mijn huis te verwarmen. Mm-hmm. En zo kunnen mensen met een smalle
Now, my Dutch isn't what it was, but Andrew Bolt would help me translate if he were here. She's basically saying, Ian, that poor people can sell their carbon credits so that rich people can fly. So poor people won't be able to fly anymore, but rich people will be because they'll buy the car. This is serfdom, isn't it?
Well, of course it is. And you will be poor and you will be happy.
Exactly.
And what people don't understand is you can do calculations on the amount of grass a cattle eat and how much carbon dioxide and methane they emit and how much is sequestered into cow dung and into leather. Cattle already are at net zero. And the EU needs to do some very, very simple sums.
But
just starting right there at the end, it's already been definitively proven that cows are net zero. And now they're going to kill 200,000 of them in Ireland for climate change Again, it's the same exact, it's the exact same narrative as COVID. A problem that we're gonna give you our solutions, our ridiculous, totalitarian, life-controlling solutions to a problem that either doesn't exist or we're making up out of thin air, or that we caused to exist, like COVID-19, via gain-of-function research. Now, let me talk about gold for 60 seconds, my one and only sponsor, Midas Gold Group. You hear me talk about this all the time? Give me 54, 53 seconds on it now. My one and only sponsor, why do I believe in Midas Gold Group? First of all, because they are a MAGA company. MAGA company, not conservative, not Republican. Make America great again. America first, patriot company, MAGA owned, MAGA operated, veteran owned, veteran operated, with the BRICS movement going on, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, all trying to de-dollarize the globe and devalue the USD, while Joe Biden does the exact same thing in collusion with the BRICS movement, because Joe Biden considers the United States to be a global state, not a sovereign nation, while he is de-dollarizing the globe, causing hyperinflation, devaluing the USD, causing hyperinflation. Hyperinflation is a fruit of that poisonous tree. While the BRICS movement is doing the exact same thing, all of these people are buying tons of gold. So that tells you the people trying to kill the economy are buying gold, because they think when they kill the economy, we'll still have gold. So it shows you that gold will always have its value. And you want to buy your gold from a parallel economy company, a company that does not hate you. We need to have a parallel economy where we are buying our goods and services whenever possible from companies that don't hate us and believe what we believe. Midas believes that the 2020 election was stolen. They believe that abortion is murder. They are MAGA, and all of their gold is physical gold in your hands. You buy your gold, you get your physical gold in your hands, you put it in your safe, and you let it sit there, because gold will never lose its value. It's a hedge against the de-dollarization of the globe and hyperinflation. Buy your gold from Midas, and when you do, tell them that the TLP sent you. All right, let's go hop into this one. Aaron, when you can, just side by side this one. I'm just going to narrate it for everybody. Wide Awake Media video. I just want to show you this part of the global cabal section of the show. And this, when you do go side by side, bring it all the way back to the beginning for me. Just roll it all the way back to the beginning so I can narrate it. So here you have these stop oil people that drove here with the oil-powered vehicles. All these protesters, they're called Just Stop Oil Blockade. So they're blocking traffic here in England, London, England. And who do the cops go after? So the guy goes out there to clear them off the street because he's blocking his. They're blocking him on his way to work to make a living. Yeah. Again, they don't want you to make a living. They don't want you. Here come the acquiescing cuck boy cops that don't stand up for constitutional rights or Bill of Rights or whatever their Charter of Rights in England is. This guy's trying to clear these Just Stop Oil protests so he can do his job, and he's the one who gets arrested. Why are they not arresting the people that are obstructing traffic?
Yeah.
Because they're all in on it, because these are the same cops that are arresting people for not standing 6 feet apart, for not staying locked down in your home, where 76% of all COVID cases are caught in one's own home, and that's where they lock you in. These are the exact same cops, and I love the cops. I was a cop myself for 25 years, 1992 to 2017, but I can't stand cops that acquiesce to unconstitutional or uncharter of rights legislation or policies. Look at who they arrest. He's clearing them off the road. Pretty nonviolent. He's just pushing him. Look what the cops do. They go after the guy who's doing the right thing. That is a major problem. Major problem in all Five Eyes Western cultures right now. A lot of times, like our FBI, our local cops in America are good. The FBI is corrupt. And now they're turned against your constitution and your rights. They're actually used to enforce people taking away your rights instead of enforcing your ability to keep your rights, your ability to operate inside your rights. Let's go to this one. Breaking 9/11 video. Here's the going for you. After California punished its citizens for driving gas-powered vehicles, they are now testing it's a beta test, new road charge for electric car drivers who would be forced to pay a tax based on how many miles you use your car. Play for me.
Drivers to participate in a six-month study. It will start next year. Drivers will be required to pay road charges each month based on the number of miles driven. For their participation, California will pay each person about $400 in gift cards. They will also get a gas tax refund at the end of the pilot program.
I want to get out of California. You might want to get out of California because now you're going to pay. It's a 6-month study where they're going to tax you based on how many miles you drive. How are they going to know how many miles you drive? Because your phone's tracking you. It's all about leveraging you into a one world commerce system with a singular access point controlled by them. It causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. And then no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. That's Revelation chapter 13, 16 through 18. A 6-month study to tax you on how many miles you drive. You know, they're tracking you using the technology that all of us, my hypocrisy is admitted, all of us acquiesce to. They'll track you. And here's the funny thing about your phone. I have a semi-brand new truck. It's 2023 Nissan Frontier. And no matter what I do, this thing's hooked up to my car.
Yep.
No matter what I do, I can turn off the Bluetooth, still hooked up to my car. That was actually Andrew Tate tested that, if you remember that video we showed.
Yeah.
He showed it. No matter what you do, your phone's still hooked up to your car, and they're going to track your mileage. And you'll pay taxes according to that. That's what California's doing, largest state of the union. All right, here we go. Let's move on to Cabal Media. That's Cabal Climate. Now we're on Cabal Media. But it's all the same. People trying to ban speech. If you love banning speech, then you love the Climate Oaks. If you love the Climate Oaks, you love masking. If you love masking, you love abortions. If you love abortions, you love vaccines, because vaccines are post-birth abortions. So let's look at Cabal Media. Newsweek, you can just put that up there for me. Newsweek, I want you to see how it works here. Look how it works. Newsweek, you can look at the date on there. What is the date today, Aaron?
It is the 18th.
18th, so this is from today. Republicans slam Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito. Read the bottom with me. Republicans slam conservative Judge Samuel Alito, who's very much responsible for overturning Roe v. Wade? Really? Republicans have slammed on the bottom conservative Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito after a photo of an upside-down American flag outside of his house made headlines. Upside-down flag means America is messed up right now. So it's not in any way disrespectful to the flag. So Republicans are slamming him. Really? Is that true? This is what Newsweek put out, right? Mm. Newsweek, Cabal Media.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a Hitler, what do you have to have?
Goebbels.
You got to have a Goebbels, as Aaron just said.
Yep.
You got to have a Goebbels. You're going to have a Hitler, you got to have a Goebbels. You got to have a Hitler, you got to have a Fauci, a Mengele.
Yep.
You got to have a Francis Collins if you're going to have a Hitler. Sorry for all you COVID-caving Christians that are watching on Christian Television Network, if you're still watching right now, you need to come out and say you were wrong. Stop acting like you were never wrong and say you were wrong. So is this really the case? The Republicans slam Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito, like Newsweek says? Go to the next one for me, Naz. Mike Davis explains it for all of us. Here are the six Republicans. The six Republicans quoted in this Newsweek piece. Alyssa Farah Griffin, who's on The View, she's one of the Republicans that was quoted in this article, who found her courage precisely when she needed her next job. So she couldn't find a job in the Trump administration anymore or the Trump campaign. So these people, they're just like our church pastors, fake pastors and fake Christians who relinquish their Christianity for societal expediency.
Yeah.
And here's the next one that's quoted. Adam Kinzinger. Enough said.
Yeah.
Olivia Troy, a John McCain Republican who endorsed Biden. These are the Republicans that are speaking out against Samuel Alito. Now, I could go into a whole deep dive about how most Republicans are Democrats anyway. Credit Dan Bongino. But no Democrats are actually Republicans. But I'm not going to do that right now. I'm just going to stick with Cabal Media. These aren't Republicans.
Yeah.
It's a woman, Olivia Troy, who endorsed Joe Biden. This is the person speaking out as a Republican who votes for Joe Biden. Jeff Timmer of the Lincoln Project. The Lincoln Project, which is the same as the Atlanta Council or the Republicans against Trump. There are a bunch of people who call themselves Republicans simply so articles like this can be written and they all vote Democrat. Go to the next one for me, Naz. Here's the last two. Norman Ornstein, this is the Republican, a registered Democrat. This is the Republican who spoke out against Samuel Alito, a registered Democrat. And Dave Ehrenberg an elected Democrat. These are the Republicans that spoke out against Samuel Alito.
Wow.
That's how the media works. And that's why you don't wear masks. That's why you don't stand 6 feet apart, because the media tells you to. You don't consider CO2 to be a problem, because the media tells you to. Because the media are bold-faced Goebbels, Pravda liars.
Yep.
Let me show you more how it works here. Craig Kelly tweet. Just like 1984, documents filed in federal court reveal the e-safety commissar is what I call it, commission. This is the Julie Edmund Grant, who's the American. This is in Australia. Australia has now simultaneously, all basically in the course of 2024, has signed on a digital currency, is making their banking system cashless, and has an e-safety commissar. So they actually have a truth ministry, a disinformation governance board. All in 1 year they've done this in Australia. Great job. No wonder you're a prison colony. Just like in 1984, documents filed in federal court reveal that e-safety commission has been compiling a daily list. That's what you want your government doing, right? That makes you feel good. You want your government in a Five Eyes democratic country compiling a daily list of social media posts criticizing the people that are putting together the list.
Wow.
The e-safety commission. So if you've criticized the e-safety commissioner, Julie Inman Grant, with comments that makes no sense. I'm reading that right, aren't I?
Yeah, Aaron? That's weird. Yeah.
With comments such as an out-of-control totalitarian zealot that should be sacked, you've been monitored and you've been put on a list. And by the way, we did the exact same thing. We were doing the exact same thing during the Ukrainian impeachment hoax.
Mm-hmm.
Our government was doing the exact same thing. Run out of the Ukrainian, Ukrainian embassy in Ukraine. It was run out of there. They had Dan Bongino on that list and numerous others. All right, go to the next one for me, Naz. So here, that's Julie Inman Grant, Australian e-safety commissioner. Now go to the next one for me. This is the type of stuff she wants to do. This is put out by her. Online spaces should be safe for everyone. No, you know what? Safe means what, though?
Exactly.
And how can you not be safe when you're online? How are you not safe? So the only thing that safe means is feelings. Feelings. That's all they're talking about. You know what? It shouldn't be safe. I don't expect to have my feelings kept safe when I'm online. Aaron, do you?
No.
No, I mean, you know what? Aaron's 30. I'm 55. We'll take care of our own feelings.
Yeah.
We don't need Julie Inman Grant, the e-safety commissar, the truth minister. We don't need her, the propaganda minister, Ministry of Truth and Propaganda, right out of the Third Reich. We don't need any of that.
Yeah.
So that's what safe means. Online space should be safe. What's going to happen? Your computer going to explode in your face? Is that what she's talking about? No, she's talking about your feelings. Feelings. That's it. If you see violent, distressing, or harmful content, so... distressing. So I guess that I can launch a complaint to the e-safety commissar because I read anti-Trump things, because that distresses me.
Yeah.
If I read anti-pro-life things, that distresses me. So now I can launch a complaint because that's what she's telling you to do. Don't share it any further. Report it to the platform. If the material is not removed or if it's seriously harmful, you can report it to her. And they just lost. They finally did something smart in Australia. Sorry if you're watching from Australia. Listen, Australia's no worse than Gavin Newsom's California. We know that. It's no worse than J.B. Pritzker's Illinois. We know that. No worse than a myriad of other left-tard states. We know that. But Australia's a disaster area. So if you really don't like it or it's distressing to you, you can report it to the e-safety commissar. For removal. But they finally did something smart and the court sided with Elon Musk. What did Elon Musk have that was up? He simply had the stabbing of the Orthodox priest.
Yeah.
That's it. I wanted to see it. Aaron wanted to see it. We posted it on the show.
Yep.
And then why didn't she want it on there? Because it is against her pro-Sharia law narrative. Because listen, you're like, no, these people can't be pro-Sharia law. How are they not pro-Sharia law? They want you masked. What are they doing in Sharia law? Mask you. They want to control all your behavior. What are they doing in Sharia law? Control your behavior. They want their own moralism installed. What are they doing in Sharia law? That's why they're partnering right now with Muslims, with Islam, because it's really all the same thing, totalitarianism. The older millennial video. So apparently Most social media platforms won't allow you to talk about this. Play it for me.
All right, so I'm going to give you four things that are factually true, but I am not in any way going to say that they are connected. That's some conspiracy. Okay, so fact number one is that 2 days ago, Slovakia rejected the WHO pandemic treaty. That's fact number one. Fact number two is that today, the Prime Minister of Slovakia is fighting for his life after being shot multiple times. That's fact number two. Fact number three is that 8 out of the 10 countries that have rejected the WHO treaty in Africa have had coups in the last year. That's fact number three. And fact number four is that in every one of those coups, the person who conducted the coup had previously been trained in the United States. They had attended military training at either Fort Bragg or Fort Benning. Like I said, I'm not saying that these are connected in any way whatsoever. That would be like tinfoil hat conspiracy theory. But all four of those facts are absolutely true. Do with that information what you will.
So there you go. And we need to be asking ourselves about how pristine we are as a country. How pristine our CIA is. CIA needs to be defunded and completely stripped to the studs and no longer exist. And again, I'm not talking about anything violent. I'm just telling you it needs to be defunded. FBI needs to be defunded. What's CIA ever done for you? CIA actually keeping us safe at all? Or just ushering in the globalist, bourgeois, leftist, elitist agenda? It's all that they're doing. They're not keeping us safe. How are they keeping us safe? We have 15,000 illegals entering our country every single day. Over 100,000 military-age Chinese men have entered this country. How's CIA keeping us safe? They're not keeping us safe at all. And we're obviously seeing extreme rises in migrant crime, no matter what the Biden administration lies and tells you about with their lesser crime rates, which are all bold-faced lies. Get this now. Let me just break down some Israel stuff for you. This is Mahar Bitar. He was appointed as Biden's special counsel. He's also the director of intelligence and defense programs in the National Security Council. That's safe, isn't it?
Great.
That's him right there in the middle. That's the guy right there in the middle. That's him. That is Mahar Bitar, who is the director of intelligence and defense programs in the National Security Council, the NSC. He was the president of the radical extremist organization, SJP, Students for Justice in Palestine, which are the ones that are funding all these pro-Hamas terror rallies all over our campuses, all over the United States of America, along with George Soros. Go to the next one for me. So Laura Luma put this out. She actually broke the same story 4 years ago, though. Nothing new, but it's true that everyone chose to ignore it then when she broke it. People can read my four-year-old report here about Mahar Bitar. You need to go to it. Follow Laura Loomer. She breaks some serious stories. Mahar Bitar is largely to blame for October 7th, and he works in the United States. It's like somehow, and the United States also warned that this was going to happen days before it did, and Mossad did nothing to stop it. Mm-hmm. And one of the most technologically advanced air defense systems on the planet somehow is vulnerable to paragliders. So they'd be vulnerable to biplanes out of World War One,
right?
One of the most secure air defense. You're like, Tom, what? Make up your mind. Are you pro Israel or are you pro cabal? I am pro both. I stand with Israel against Hamas 100%. I support what Israel is doing for the most part, not every part, but I support Israel on the whole as we are commanded in the word of God to do. However, it doesn't mean I say the Mossad's perfect or our CIA is perfect. I love America, but I know that large chunks of America are corrupt to the core. Mahar Bitar is largely to blame for October 7th. I don't know why anyone thought it would be a good idea to put a Palestinian Muslim in charge of our intelligence. Yeah, it's just like, why are we funding the Wuhan Institute of Virology? Why are we teaching our number one globalist threat, our number one global threat, our number one military threat, our number one economic threat, our number one geopolitical threat, China, how to juice up viruses through gain-of-function research by Ralph Baric in the EcoHealth Alliance and Peter Daszak in the EcoHealth Alliance and Ralph Baric out of the UNC? Like I said, I warned everyone 4 years ago, not new news. All right, go to the next one for me, Naz. Biden appoints terror-tied Muslim, that's him right there, Muslim, to top national security role. Look when Laura Luma wrote this. January 30th of 2021, the U.S. Intelligence Committee, the USIC, and State Department knew about the October 7th attack, this Laura Luma writing, attacks in advance and deliberately withheld the intelligence from Israel, hoping that the attack would topple the Netanyahu government. There you go. I wanted you to see exactly what our government is about, what they're on and about doing. I have an entire report on that, but I don't have time to read it, so I'm going to read it to you. I had to show you this. Let's go to the next one, Nas. Mischief video. It's where we should be, right? All right. Joe Biden has brought terror to America. Play for me.
Two foreign nationals nabbed after an alleged breach of the U.S. Marine base in Quantico, Virginia. The White House tight-lipped on whether or not either one is on the terror watch list.
Information is still murky, but here is what we know so far. Two Jordanians are in ICE custody after allegedly being stopped at the Quantico gate earlier this month. It comes amid an unprecedented number of gotaways at the southern border. The Biden administration won't even say where they're from.
So new data shows a record-breaking surge of Chinese nationals pouring through and assaults of Border Patrol agents. They are also on the rise. A migrant arrested just yesterday after attacking one of those agents. And meanwhile, as the border crisis unfolds with no end in sight, you can add the safety of our military bases to this conversation.
So there you go. Only 30 seconds to go here. I just wanted to tell everybody before I left, I screwed up that whole Robert Hur story earlier. The tapes that the judiciary wants is the interview between Robert Hur and Joe Biden. I just wanted to correct that for everybody so you know. Listen, join us tomorrow right here. Join us tomorrow at Foundation Church. Listen, don't go to some COVID-caving church. You're better off streaming live with us than going to that. Listen, I love you all. See you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. God bless you. What benefit did you reap at the time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness and the result is eternal life. Slave of God. Well, I don't agree with that, Tom. I'm against slavery. Well, you should be against being in slavery to any person. No person should be a slave to any other person. But to God, He's Yahweh. He's Yahweh. You're not. I'm not. So I willingly go into slavery to Yahweh. Because it's the only way to be free. It's the only way to be free. He led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Ephesians 4:8. He led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. He took captivity captive, just like he killed death.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to TomLipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.